I get younger every day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. I get younger every day. It's quite interesting because as I look around me, I see young people. I see youthful people. I see people who have walked the same path that I did, who have been next to me all these many years that we've walked together, but they are young. I see them young and dynamic and wonderful and beautiful. I get younger every day because I look around me and I see everyone young and beautiful and fantastic. Now, as I look around and see everyone young, beautiful, and fantastic, that's naturally a reflection of me. So, if I ever see anything that is not young and beautiful, which I don't, then immediately I look to its youth, its beauty, its youngness, its dynamicness, its qualities of goodness, and as I look to that, then that's what I see. That's all that I see. That's all that I know. I know nothing else but the young and the beautiful, because I get younger every day. Every evening at 5 o'clock, before I go up to the monastery for dinner, I go out into the hermitage grounds here, and we have the fence around the ground so that my animals will be inside and any other animals will be outside. And I go around the grounds, and it takes me 3 waterings. I have to use 3 different hoses because they reach the different areas. We have about 1 acre here of land where we have our hermitage grounds. And every evening, I water the trees. And I look at the trees and I think to myself, my goodness sake, if I would water you once a week or once a month, that'd probably be adequate. But I water you every single day. And every single day I notice the trees are greener, they're taller, they're more luxuriant, they're more beautiful, they're more dynamic, they're more youthful, they're more wonderful, just like I am. My trees are a reflection of me. Now, I love my trees. I plant a Christmas tree every Christmas after we have finished celebrating with it, and I put it in my yard, and it makes another beautiful tree. We have a whole paradise garden, which is maybe about 12, 15 acres, that we have filled with Christmas trees we put in for over 30 years. 35 years, because tomorrow, that is soon, on the 15th of October, we're going to be celebrating the 35th anniversary of the University of Healing. 35 years since we incorporated here in California. We'd been in existence since 1948, but we incorporated here in California in 1975, and that's 35 years ago. And every year we get more and more beautiful, more and more lovely. Now, we bought these acres here. We have 104 acres, and we have beautiful plantings on them here and there. And other places, it's just the normal plantings that would come up out of the normal ground. And as we plant new things, we don't think, oh, I remember when it wasn't so pretty, because it was always pretty. Even in nature at her best, it was always pretty. The manzanita trees and the sagebrush and all of the other growth that was around here was glorious to see. And now that we have other things, we have Christmas trees, we have pine trees, we have all sorts of trees. Our neighbors give us trees that they want to get out of their yards, but we have lots of room for them, so we put them in and they grow proficiently and abundantly. Younger every day. I get younger every day. I feel younger day. I get younger every day because everything I do is a representation of growth and vitality and youth. It's not a matter that the tree becomes older, but the tree becomes more luxuriant. The tree becomes more beautiful. The tree has greater branches that it reaches out. And the tree is just more glorious to see and more glorious to enjoy. And I watered, and it just grows and grows and grows. Around the monastery, we put trees in over 30 years ago. And these trees are now over 150 feet tall, just soaring up into the sky because they're getting plenty of water and around the monastery grounds, and it's just beautiful to watch them. But here at the Hermitage where I live, all of the trees and all of the bushes, I just water them. And some struggle and say, I'm not really too happy here. I say, okay, we'll replace it with some dynamic young tree that wants to grow there. And I put in some dynamic young trees. Sometimes I have to put in two or three trees over a period of several years until I find one that just loves that spot, that just loves to be there. And I have no hesitation about pulling out a tree that doesn't want to be there, because I get younger every day. Every day, all the trees and all of the plantings around the Hermitage here and around the monastery and around the 104 acres, they become more and more beautiful. People walk on these grounds and they say, oh, I feel such a peace here. I feel such a relaxation here. I feel such a oneness that all is right with the world. And truly, that is just the way it is. All is right with the world. Now, I wrote a few words about our 35th anniversary, and I have written them down, and they're quite nice. They're really quite adequate, and I've sent them out a couple times to our people on our mailing list, people who are on our list of friends and students. And the statement goes something like this. Can you imagine October 50th, 2010? We're 35 years old. My. For 35 years, we have reached out to tell the world, be yourself and have fun. Over the years, our students shined forth their original purity and integrity in so many beautiful ways. We are thrilled with the goodness they experience daily. 1975 to 2010, you made it happen. God Unlimited, University of Healing, 1101 Far Valley Road, Campo, California, 91906-3213. www.universityofhealing.edu and unihealing@me.com. We're sharing unconditional love with around the world. The entire world is a mirror of what I think about and what I live. The philosophy of the Church of God Unlimited and the University of Healing is not new. It is to love my divinity and love my creation. As the Uni has taught this concept, the entire world sparkles alive with brotherly love and peace on earth. This is the never-ending story of humanity revealing its divinity unto itself and all its creation. For these 35 years, the Church and the Uni have walked into the lives of people all over the world and been well received everywhere. As the philosophy touches men, women, and children, all are included in its unconditional love and the feeling of oneness. It is our great joy to share this awareness with all mankind now. And I say, RSVP, telephone 1-619-813-1975. That's my cell phone number. It's of the year of our incorporation. We have fun in being young. We have fun in being youthful. We have fun in doing the things that makes life a lot of joy and harmony. Everything we do is fun. Everything we do is a great joy. Everything we do is magic. Just as I water the trees and the flowers around the Hermitage, and just as I look out of my windows on all four sides of my single-roomed Hermitage, I see the mountains on all sides because I'm in the valley here. And this is a glorious place to be. And I have a fish pond out at my front door, and I have three little fish in it right now. Sometimes I have more and sometimes less. But these sweet little fish just love it there, and I feed them every morning, and they think that's just the greatest thing in the world. So, they're getting younger every day, and more beautiful. The orange, they're just three goldfish, and the orange of the goldfish are just radiant as they shine forth in the sunlight as it trickles down through the water. I have tall reeds on one end of the pond, and beautiful volcanic rock and several other areas, and the trees, the fish have a place where they can go and meditate and relax and be happy, and it's just wonderful. And right now, my wonderful friend Star, this beautiful gray cat, young kitten, has jumped up on my lap here and said, "Hey, I want some attention." And he says that this is a wonderful world. And he has come down here to the Hermitage with me now for the last 3 days, and he wants to come down regularly. And then when I go away, he wants to even stay here when there's nobody around. So I have to encourage him to go up at the monastery in the evenings, because we like to put him in a special room with the rest of the kittens while they're growing in the awareness of living in the wild by themselves or living in a sheltered environment. It's their choice. But they're very young right now, just like I am. They're very dynamic, just like I am. And they're very wonderful, just like I am. You too can say that of yourself. You too can say, "I get younger every day." Because you do get younger every day. And as you get younger every day becomes more and more exciting to live. My body gets younger every day. And I really don't like to use the word younger, but it's just a happy word that we can use. My body is vital, dynamic, alive. My body is vital, dynamic, alive. My body is vital, dynamic, alive. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am independently wealthy. I am happy. I am contented. I am fulfilled in every beautiful way. And yes, it is wonderful. But it's only wonderful because I have made it that way, and I love it that way. Getting younger every day? You bet. Join me. This is open for everybody. Just open your heart to being vital, dynamic, alive, and watch as you water your plants, how they sprout forth with vigor and vitality, and as you water yourself. And as you stand under the shower and say, "I like me, I like me, I like me." And as you walk the meditation paths of your life, wherever they may be, in a city, in a country, wherever it may be, walk your meditation paths and say, "I like me, I like me, I like me." And watch how you do indeed get younger every day. Have a nice day. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.